Blog Talk Radio.
If it's Friday, then it must be time for the one and only 30JK. Right here, right now, on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your studio announcer, Bumper Morgan.
And now
your host,
Jason Kelly. That's right. Chill. Come on. Yeah. Let's go. Thank you very much, my favorite 30JK Nation. Thank you so much. Thank you. Oh, please, thank you. Sit down. Take a chill pill, y'all. Okay. All right, everybody settle in. All right. Y'all all right? All right. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen. Right here, right now, I have on the line with me one of my very best online friends. You like him, you love him, and you can't get enough of him. From the Queens, New Yorker, and his online radio show, of course, that bears his name. Now he has something brand new he wants to share with you, and he has some brand new venues, ladies and gentlemen, if you can believe that. Coming at you all the way from Winter Park, Florida, just down the road a piece from Kissimmee and Oviedo, 30JK Nation. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, please give it up, and I mean way up, for the one, the only, the uber snazzy and jazzy, Mr. Jason
on to Johnny O.
Hey, thank you very much, everybody. Whoa! What a group! Oh, my. Nation, can't believe it. My man, what's up?
Yes.
Yes, yes. You are too kind, friend. Thank you so much. Oh, my.
Welcome back to the J, Jazzy.
Thank you so much, JK, for having me back after a three-month on the last show. I tell you, it was great, and we're going to make this one an even better one with 7 days left till Christmas Day.
Ho, ho, ho.
That's right.
Yeah.
I am so honored right now, actually, and I'm coming to you live from my car on John Young Parkway and Millennia Boulevard, driving back from Kissimmee, heading back to Winter Park.
Wow. And tell JK Nation where you work again, please.
I work for RGIS Inventory Specialists. Been there now over a year and 2 months. And for all those people who don't think I have a job, yes, I do. Okay, so once again, doo-doos.
Yeah, baby.
Yes, and we're picking up inventories as we speak, starting December 28th, right at 3 days after Christmas. We are back going to be doing the inventories again. Yep.
Well, congratulations to you, my brother. You're doing a fine job doing what you do. And, man, I hope you keep it up.
I know 2016 is going to be a fantastic year, filled with so much goodness, so much positive energy, that I'll tell you right now, ain't no time for no negative stuff.
And you know that's right. 347-857-2310. That's 347-857-2310. Or if you're online, it's blogtalkradio.com/JKFX for life. It's JKFX, the number 4, and LIFE, all capital, all one word. You spread the word, and you know that's word. 4:07 in the p.m. Central Time, 5:07 Eastern. And, hey, we are ready to rock the house. Jazzy Jason DeCanio from Queens originally. Queens, New York over here, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Queens, New Yorker, the Jason DeCanio show, which I was a part of, and I am proud to say I am one of his very closest friends. Yes, sir. Yep. And, of course, I was the announcer for the Queens, New Yorker. And
still,
man.
Are.
Yes, that's right.
Yep.
That's right. Thanks for reminding me.
We are picking up on January 1st, picking up where we left off. So I'll have about a week to test the new live X split broadcaster, which will be a YouTube. It was a beta program for YouTube, and it's their actual split broadcaster, kind of like Ustream. So I'm going to utilize their broadcaster, and that way I'll be able to more stuff on the Queens, New Yorker.
Well, congratulations on that. So many positive things that are happening in your life so far, DeCanio, including what we're going to be talking about now, 30JK Nation, which is DeCanio's Daily Dose. Now, what is that?
All right, well, DeCanio's Daily Dose is a daily dose of yours truly. That's right. As if you didn't get enough of me on a weekly basis, now you got to deal with me on a daily basis. Well, mainly, of course, I've been inspired by one of the great preachers out there, Joel Osteen, and his messages of positive have really kind of, you know, chased me for the best. Now, as you know, my situation over the last 2-3 years is I have a cyber stalker who to this day still stalks my channels with fake channels, and I'll tell you right now, friend, it's never going to stop, and it won't stop anytime soon, no matter how much we even try. So, despite all of that, I am still moving forward because I can and I will. There you go.
Moving forward, the best medicine you can ever have, ladies and gentlemen of 30JK Nation, all you have to do is just put one foot in front of the other and just move on.
That's right. Yep. And as far as I'm concerned, you know, these new venues, including the photo blog of my Disney pictures that I have taken over the last 3 years, that's also on Facebook and as well. These group pages that I pretty much run are only open to my friends only. So if you are my friend, that's fine. But if you're not, sorry, but I do not open it up to everybody because I want real people with real interesting interests to be a part of a group page that they're interested in and are fully committed to them, you know?
Yeah, like me.
That's exactly right. Yep.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, all right. Now the Weebly blog, you said he like you said before, filled with nothing but Disney pictures and Epcot Center pictures, correct?
That's correct. I usually have gone to the China or Japanese Pavilion, have taken the pictures. What I'll do is I'll upload the pictures to the Weebly blog site and give my caption of what I see in the picture. At the same time, once that's up there on Weebly, then I'll go on YouTube and make a video about what you're actually seeing from there. So there's two ways to actually be part of that blog. You can go through YouTube and watch the video and get an audio clip of it, or you can go there, read what I've got to say on the blog, and either way, you're inspired. So...
Well, that's really, really cool. I love that. I love how positive you're bringing this to the forefront here, bringing it to the table.
Well, I wanted to show people that, yes, still be able to defend my channels and defend my credibility, because there's a lot of doubters out there that are pretty much saying, well, you're just a hater. You don't know how to be respectful of people. I'm like, let me tell you something. You know, if you don't like what I do, then go away,
right,
man. Leave me the heck alone and you won't be attacked. You will not be attacked. You will not be thrown against the wind, okay? But if you want to attack me and throw lies in my face and try to bring me down, you can and you won't. But at the same time, you're going to get tough love, man. And I think there's a lot of people out there that cannot handle tough love. So... you know, I was brought up with tough love by my mom, and that's how I am today, you know, and I look back on that and I said, okay, well, got to do what I got to do. So.
Well, if they don't know, they're going to learn today.
Yeah, pretty much. But
they're going to learn today.
And, you know, let me elaborate further. I, on the August 28th, officially... shut down the WJDC studios in Oviedo. I moved out of my mother's house. Yes, I did move out of my mom's house. And I moved in with my buddy. And we are doing fabulous. In there 3 months. Even seeing Nancy and Stephanie moved in with us. Yes, thank you, friends. Yep.
Ah, yeah. More good news, yes! Yeah! Doing great for yourself, baby. Oh, yeah!
I have to admit, you know, it's not been an easy road, but in these last 3 months, I have learned to kind of just go about my daily life and continue to stay on the positive. And as long as I do that, then the transition from being out of a house to an apartment, you know, a little bit of a downsize. But I look at it this way. I'm happy. I pretty much do what I want. I don't have to answer to my mom But at the same time, I go and see my mom once a week. I've not abandoned, you know, I've not abandoned the fort. I see my mom once a week, which is what a good son would do. And I know even my haters out there would respect that if they had half a brain left in their body.
Right.
You know?
Family first as always.
Don't you call your mother once a week, Mr. Kelly? Don't you speak to your parents?
I have lots of brothers and sisters I speak to. And I have and I have some uncles and aunts and all that, so hey,
right.
You'll put you to the choir, bro.
Yep. I know. But I had to ask that because I know, as a good son and good nephew that you are, you will do whatever it takes to make contact and stay in touch with people. Even
right.
Your closest family and friends.
Oh, you know it. You know it, baby. You know it. You are
yep.
Listening to the one and only Jazzy Jason DeCanio. Please, New Yorker. Winter Park, Florida. The Weebly Blog. He's the master of that. And he is the host of basically anything and everything he creates online. The unstoppable
yep.
Nancy and Jazzy JPB.
That's right. And let me say this. After 7 years and 453 episodes, the Jason DeCanio Show has come to a close. Not because of what has transpired, but because the internet connection in the place I'm in right now is not where it should be, and unfortunately, Ustream is not being cooperative either. So I unfortunately had to stop that venue. But you know, when one door closes, another opens, and this DeCanio's Daily Dose and the photo blog, and plus all the group pages, plus Factor Craft, plus working, plus, you know, staying busy with my artwork and my drawing, I never get bored with what I'm doing. And in fact, yes, I may be in front of my computer, but not all the time like I used to be. So, you know. And that's.
Wow.
Yep.
You are a busy person.
I stay busy as much as I can. There are some times when I don't even get enough sleep because I'm constantly doing things. My body and my mind are sometimes in two places at one time, and it's hard to stay focused, but I know that I got to get my sleep somehow, some way. And I do the best I can.
Right.
When I, you know?
Oh, man. Like I said, you're preaching to the choir, man. When you have like multiple jobs, man, it's hard to sleep sometimes.
Well,
but you
got
to make do with what you have and do what you have to do to make the money that you want to have.
Mhm. Well, I'll tell you, with the inventory job, sometimes as busy as we are, there are 3-4 events consistently going on. I could be working 28 straight hours without a day off. It's come down to that. Before we went into downtime in November, December, which is what we're in, right at the end, tail end of October, I was working a straight 22 hours a day, friends. In 24 hours, that means I was only getting 2 hours of sleep. So that's a lot of time to be up with no sleep. So. Mind you, my mind was somewhere else half the time, and I was trying to stay focused on what people were telling me, and it was hard to do.
No rest for the weary, folks. No rest for the weary.
Nope. And now that I've had the downtime, it's kind of been actually pretty good, but at the same time, I wish I was back working. In fact, I just got off of a 21-hour, 2-day event, which really got my body into total shock because it was like my body hadn't been working for the amount of time that it was, and now to come back and actually do a week's worth of event and make 22 to 25 hours without a break. Yeah.
Man, all that time you're using, you must be like a motivational speaker or something.
I wish I was a motivational speaker because then I could try. My one wish, and this is what I'm hoping for, is to choose my words very wisely. Of course, my haters would say, well, you always are calling people names. You're always putting people down. I'm like, hey, man, look, if you want to act that way towards me, I'm going to use positive yet stern, very firm words to put you down if I have to. Putting you down in a positive way is not the same as putting you down in a negative way, okay?
Right.
Very, very plain and simple. I mean, it's how you treat somebody, how you respect them, why are you doing what you're doing, is a question that my hater needs to answer and to this day has not answered the real plain and simple question. And I, to this day, am still convinced that he will never answer the question honestly and truthfully.
Yeah. There you go. You heard it, folks. Jazzy Jason DeCaneo. Telling it like a T.I. is, baby. That's right. All right, Jazzy, continue.
Okay, well, I just said, you know, my whole agenda was pretty much to talk about my venues, but at the same time, like I say, you know, I have to continually fight a war, which really isn't my fight, okay? And you know the story. I don't have to go and explain it to it, but to any new listeners out there who are listening, or even my hater for that matter, because he is, that's what he does, he hates. He hates my guts, he hates successful people, and that's the bottom line. And he cannot accept the fact that he's losing that which is basically ruining his reputation as a credible person, okay? So you cannot just try to destroy my credibility while your credibility is suffering. There's just no way. Why should you bring me down to bring if you're going down? That doesn't make any sense, you know? It really doesn't.
I hear you, man. I hear you.
So, but as far as I'm concerned, JK, you know, I'm going to continue to stay positive. And for those people who support, like what they see and like what they hear, thank you. For the haters, you want to keep ranting and raving that I'm this raving lunatic? Fine, but you're only promoting me, and you're making yourself look pretty bad. Now, if the son of a gun stayed silent, walked away from the situation, no more harm would be done to him. As far as verbally. But if he wants to end the feud with me, all he's got to do is come down here to Florida, look me in the eye, have the guts to take a swing at me, and we'll really see if he can hold true to his word. Again, I've always issued a challenge to him. He's always back down, and therefore I can't fathom the theory, but he's a coward. And if he wants to be branded as a coward for the rest of his life, that's his own dang fault. Nobody else.
Because on
DeCaneo's Daily Dose, I'm going to stay positive on the channel. I'm not going to block anybody's comments anymore. But as you look at the comments and you see how much hate is really in this guy's words, you know, it's my way of showing people, look, I'm being victimized here. I am being harassed. And nobody's doing a dang thing to stop this guy. Are we all pretty much just too afraid to stand up to somebody? I'm not afraid at all. We should not let fear stop us from doing what we want to do. Okay? If you have faith in God, and you have trust in him to get you through these things, then fear is not a factor in the equation. I sound like I'm on my DeCaneo's dose. My daily dose. but I don't know how else to explain it and put it in a way that, you know, not sounding threatening or not sounding negative. You know, and I really feel bad for this guy. I have some sympathy in my heart. He just doesn't think I have any kind of respect for him. I have to respect the fact that he does have feelings, yes. But what the problem is that he abuses his, how could I say this? He abuses his freedom of speech, okay, by always choosing negative. Why don't you find the positive? Why don't you debate me in a positive way instead of trying to take the negative way out? If you did that, you might actually get some respect from me. Don't you agree?
Wholeheartedly, DeCanio. Wholeheartedly. 100% all the way.
So, in conclusion, to sum it all up, since I know we're coming to the end of the program here, I just want to thank everybody for continually supporting everything and anything that I have done. What I've said in the past, if I have offended anybody, I'm sorry. This guy is looking for an apology video. Well, he could have called right today, and I would have gladly apologized. But I know I'm not apologizing for being in the wrong. Maybe I'm apologizing for what I said, but I'm not in the wrong. And I know I'm not in the wrong. I have never been more right about where the direction of this situation has been going. Because if I knew for any reasonable doubt that I was lying about what I said, I would have backed off a long time ago and said, well, no, none of that's true. But I never denied it, never lied, you know, and hey, why would I lie? Why would I deceive my fans like that? Why would I wear a mask to hide my identity? I have nothing to hide, man. You know?
That's true. That's true.
Well, couldn't agree more with you, man. And I, like I say, if Mr. DeMarco is listening out there, I would like to apologize to this. That's the person I would apologize to, because in some way, shape, or form, my cyber stalker forced me to disown him. Forced me, backed me into a corner. So, you know, I wanted to apologize to Mr. DeMarco, and I will. I hope he's listening to this. I hope you send. I would like you to send a link to his personal YouTube channel so he can listen to this, JK. I would like that message to be spread to him. In fact, I even told him what time the show was going to be on and everything. I kind of sent him a little private message.
Right.
And the same thing goes to Mr. Kennedy as well, too. If you see Chris Kennedy, please tell him that even though I'm fighting this war, that I did not mean to drag him into this, and I'm sorry for everything that has happened between me and him, and I hope we can get back on the bandwagon and start doing some positive things, because I really do miss him. He's a great guy, and you know, I don't want to burn bridges with that kind of, you know.
Right.
Man,
let me tell you something. CK is a really cool dude, man. For real.
He is. You know, and he I have faith that he will find that opportunity that he is really looking for, that somebody will really use him for the good that he can do. I mean, he's so multi-talented with his editing and everything else. I mean, there's just people that are overlooking him. I really feel bad that he's not had a great opportunity to put his good talents to use. And
wow.
I will continue to pray for him, and I will continue to pray for everybody, including my haters, that you all succeed where your talents are needed and can be used to satisfy God's plans.
Jason DeCanio, ladies and gentlemen, give him a round of applause.
Thank you very much, JK. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on. Merry Christmas to everybody. Happy New Year. See you in 2016. And I'll let you know what's going on in another 3 months.
Oh, man. See you on the other side, Jazzy. We love you, man.
Take care.
You got it.
I'm out. Thank you, everybody.
Well, there you go. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Jazzy Jason DeCanio saying his piece and telling everybody about all the positive things he's done in his life. Well, looks like the clock on the wall says that's it, and that's all for 30JK this week. Who knows who will I have next? Stay tuned to Blog Talk Radio. Stay tuned to my Facebook, my Twitter pages. Stay tuned to everything that I do. Till then, you know what I say. Horns up, head up, keep your chin up. Because that's what true blue devils always do all day, all night, all the time. And it's always imparting everybody. You remember, it's a J.K. thing. I'll catch you on the flip side. Till the next time, sissy. We're gone. Bye for now. Holla at your boy.
This is Project JKSX. Thank you.